Sue Dodd, good morning.
Good morning, Adam.
I bet the Sydney markets are a hive of activity this morning.
Well, I think they'd be moving pretty quickly because it's a bit cold this morning, isn't it?
Absolutely right. Now, look, plenty on the go at Sydney markets. That means plenty on the go at the local greengrocer. That's what you need to do. Get straight into the greengrocer. And you have got a wonderful recipe on the Sydney markets website for mushrooms.
Look, there's always plenty of mushroom recipes around. If you can't find them on the Sydney Markets website, and we do, we really have some beautiful recipes. There's also a great mushroom recipe site called cookingwithmushrooms.com.au.
Oh, right.
You find lots of inspiration there as well. But, you know, with mushrooms at this time of the year, how good is it to wake up to having a beautiful pan-fried mushrooms, you know, saute a little tiny little bit of butter, not too much, and put that on toast or, you know, maybe do some warm polenta with mushrooms. And you can do your buttons, your cups, your flats, or get really exotic and tame them with some of those oysters, shimizu or shiitake mushrooms, because, you know, mushrooms are high in antioxidants, they're low fat, low carb, so they're really good for you.
Yeah, they certainly are. Now, look, a lot of people think that beetroot comes from a can. Untrue.
Well, you can find it in a can, but I can tell you the best way to have it is to get a bunch from the local greengrocers yourself and buy a bunch that's got even-sized bulbs, because that way they're all going to cook around the same amount of time.
Oh, yeah.
And then what you need to do is just trim that stem back. Leave about 5 centimetres worth of stem. If you take it right back to the bulb, you'll lose a lot of the juice out of the beetroot. Then you can either steam them, you can roast them. And once the beetroot is cooked, it has this most delicious, sweet, nutty flavour. Team with maybe some beautiful yogurt or some hummus or even some halloumi cheese or blue cheese. It is a fantastic combination.
Yeah.
And, of course, it has great colour to your plate.
Well, that's exactly right. And, of course, coming into this time of year where we start to cool down, everybody's starting to think about those slow-cooked meals, the casseroles, the braisers. And, of course, leek is brilliant in all of those things.
You're right. And isn't that a nice part of the year when we can have those lovely comforting foods, those beautiful leek and potato soups or leek and pumpkin? And the thing that's nice about leeks, they have a delicate onion flavour, but they also have a really lovely sweetness to anything you cook. So whether it's a risotto or a frittata, as we mentioned, a beautiful soup, or even just a lovely, say, chicken cacciatore or a chicken cocovin, those sort of things. So look out for beautiful leeks this week. Just remember, when you're using a leek, slice it right down the middle.
Yeah.
Give it a good run under the tap because you want to dislodge any soil that might be still there.
Yeah, you don't exactly want potato, leek and
grit.
Yeah, it's not the best. Now, obviously, it's the time of year for mandarins and also rhubarb as well. Not a great combination together, but on their own, fantastic.
But both of them are really high in vitamin C, which we all need a little bit more of at this time of the year, I think, with cold and flu season. But the imperial mandarins are in season. You also find this gorgeous daisy mandarins. They've got a very high, vibrant orange skin. So they're very different, so a little bit bright, more vibrant than the imperials. So look out for both those mandarins. And as you mentioned, rhubarb, comes into its own at this time of the year when it teams so nicely with things like apples and pears in maybe a lovely crumble or a stew, or even roasted rhubarb. I've got a recipe on the website for roasted rhubarb served with a passion fruit mascarpone.
Oh, this is no good for my diet, Sue Dodd. I hate talking to you about all these great, beautiful recipes.
Have I inspired you to go cooking?
No, because I can't have any of these things on my menu. It's a very, very strict food patrol diet. But Sue Dodd, straight after June, let me tell you, I'm into all of these great slow-cooked meals. It's going to be fantastic. Sue Dodd, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Adam.
And don't forget, as Sue says, you've got to get to that Sydney Markets website and check out the greengrocers this week, because they have got the freshest, the best, and, of course, all at great value as well. Of course, for more details, 2st.com.